It's one of Governor J.B. Pritzker's most controversial gun control proposals, and it's drawing sharp criticism from gun right advocates. The bill would require firearm manufacturers operating in Illinois to obtain a new state permit and pay fees tied to the estimated cost of gun violence. Opponents of the measure say it'll drive up costs for law-abiding gun owners and put red tape on gun manufacturers. During a recent hearing of the House Gun Violence Prevention Committee, State Representative Patrick Windhorst of Metropolis, who's the Republican spokesperson on that committee, said it's pretty well envisioned that the increased costs are going to be passed on to the consumer, which is going to mean that those with limited means are going to be less able to purchase firearms. Windhorst asked Dr. Anthony Douglas, a proponent of the bill from Chicago, how he would address that concern.
So this concern about were people being able to benefit from owning firearms or being put out of being able to afford firearms is, I think we are a little bit distracted from what poor people in poor communities actually need.
Sir, I appreciate your opinion. The only way I can say it is that is a very elitist opinion, that you would say to poor people what is good for them or not good for them. Individuals without means want firearms or want for hunting, want for recreation, want for self-defense. And the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States guarantees that to them. And it's really not our place to say, well, we think you're better off not having this thing, which is the tone of this committee.
The bill is sponsored by a Chicago Democrat, and it currently has 40-plus sponsors, all from a Democrat side of the aisle. From the Capitol, I'm Dean Abbott.